Hello everyone, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 34. I'm your host Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and it's only fitting today that I talk about accomplishing your goals. But it's never a straight line to accomplish your goals and become successful. Because the reality is that people think that, you know, it's a straight line to becoming successful, but it's a lot of ziggly lines and it's zigzag and it's up, down, left, right, loops, loop, pulls. So that's what it really takes to get to where you need to be. Honestly, when you start the process of doing something, you'll automatically think it's going to be smooth sailing and yeah, you'll get things done and everything will sound great. And then reality hits. It hits you square in your chest. And then you realize, well, it's going to be tougher than you think. And some people can relate to me, and some of you can't. But if you, you know, decide to really go after something that you really love and are passionate about, and, you know, you want to do something that's fulfilling and exciting in your life and impact the world, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be easy. In no way, shape, or form. So while I do a lot of work and, you know, I get a lot accomplished, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not filled with distractions on a daily basis. So what I really meant to say with the whole zigzag lines is lines always get squiggly. And squiggly consists of distractions, you know, work, friends, family, kids. If you have any, I don't have any, just to give you the heads up. events, errands, chores, household duties, bills, and plenty of other things. Now, some of those things you have to do, you know, there's no getting around it. You know, household duties, chores, errands, things like that. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you can get sidetracked very easily if you have something that you want to get done and, you know, something else is kind of swaying you in another direction. So the reality is that in your mind, you have to think to yourself, I have to get things done and I have to organize myself. I'm going to tell you, when you organize yourself, man, it's huge. And when I first started writing books, it was just me writing books. It really wasn't anything else that I was doing. But then I started, you know, the podcast, and then I started a YouTube channel, and I started all these various things. And once that happens, you know, you have to start really breaking down what's important to you and what do you want to succeed in the most. And for me, it's, you know, writing my books. That's obviously the bread and butter of what I'm doing. And then next is the, you know, listenership of my podcast, obviously. And then after that comes, you know, my clothing line that, you know, I've developed, and I'll talk about that in, you know, future podcasts and how that started and, you know, where I am with that. And then, you know, comes, you know, my YouTube channel that I'm going to get back to, you know, recording videos and doing various things. So it's all a process for me. But I'll tell you right now, if you really, you know, want to be successful and you want to accomplish your goals, you have to want it more than anything else. So that means that you've got to do work a lot of days and you've really got to grind. Now, taking a day or two off is not a bad thing. Just know that when you get back to it, you've got to really go. And I'll say that when I started working on my books and working on various projects to accomplish my and accomplish my goals, I knew it wasn't going to be a straight line, but I did know that I was going to have to really stay on top of myself, and I was going to have to write down to-do lists every week and check off things and, you know, figure out what's more important. And sometimes I have to push projects off to the side and say, I can't work on that right now. I have to focus on, you know, this project or whatever the case is. prime example is I want to write, you know, short films and scripts down the road. And, you know, I'm in the middle of, you know, working on writing books. And then I decided to write some scripts. And then I realized that writing a book and writing a script are two different animals. And you have to really be fixated on just one specific thing. So I decided, well, I'm going to push writing scripts to the side and I'm going to get back to writing my books. And that's what I'm going to do between now and 2024. And at the end of 2024, I'll reevaluate and decide if I'm going to publish more books publicly or am I going to publish books that are more controversial that I'll only have ebook versions that I will sell on my own PayHip website. Things like that. So what I will tell you guys is I've been going at this for a few years. And I've heard a lot of entrepreneurs say that it takes a good 5 to 10 years to really establish your brand and to really establish who you are and, you know, your goals and what you want to do and, you know, how you want to go about things and having the right people around you. And that all that is just important. All of it is imperative. So I tell you guys these things because I've experienced a lot of this stuff myself. And, you know, when your lines are not going straight, it means that, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. You're going to get sidetracked. You're going to be pulled in different directions. So discipline, hard work, being consistent in everything that you're doing, that's when the success comes in. And you're not going to love the process all the time. I dread doing certain things, believe me. But I know that it's going to benefit, you know, benefit me in the long run, and it will benefit you in the long run, whatever you are doing right now. And if accomplishing your goals was always a straight line, there would be way more successful people in this world. And the reality is, as I always say, the reality is some people can handle all of those crazy lines going all over the place, and then you get back on track and you get focused on your goals and your vision. And I will tell you, just don't be the person that lets all of those squiggly, crazy lines sidetrack you and keep you from getting to your ultimate goal. Like, honestly, stick to the grind and loving the process, no matter if it's something that you're great at, something that you're not. Time management, writing down what needs to be done, organizing yourself. That's the name of the game. I mean, there are no secrets. Trust me, there's no like special sauce or no special book that's going to get you to where you need to be successful. Now, there are people that will speak of their stories on how they became successful. You know, you have those books and those may be motivating and inspiring, things of that nature, but this is coming from the mind of just me and, you know, who I am and my journey and what I've been through. And I talk about this because, you know, no one hears the side of an author. No one hears, you know, what goes on in our minds and how we think and how we process and how we go about things. So for me to be able to talk about what goes on in my mind and how all of this works for me and how I'm continuing to work on growing my brand, it's a process, and it's always going to be a process for me. I'm never going to be someone that's going to get complacent. I can tell you that. And I always know that there's something to do. And there's always going to be a book idea that's going to come along somewhere along the lines. And there are certain books that I've written that I know have never been written. And that's the goal. To write something that's never been written before from a different perspective to get you to think. I always say that. My podcasts are to get you to think. My books are to get you to think. And a lot of the content that I create is for a purpose and a reason. I just don't do things just to do it. So what I will say is discipline is going to be more important than any other word that you can think of. Discipline and consistency. You're going to fall off. I'm going to tell you that right now. But it doesn't mean that you can't get back on track. Being sidetracked means is that you're going to hit a certain fork in the road and you may go down another road that's not going to get you to where you need to be. And that's where you make a U-turn, get back to the main road and go right back to that road that's going to get you to where you need to be. So yes, I use a lot of analogies in life and they correlate to, you know, what this situation is and what I'm talking about. So that's why I use that analogy. Anyway, with that said, I hope you guys have a good week. Stay tuned for Wednesday, Motivation Inspiration, Book Insight Fridays, obviously. Have a good week, everyone. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.